بكت عيني بكت عيني بكت عيني على ذنبي وما لاقيت من كربي فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. 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 الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا. لا إله إلا الله وحده نصر عبده وصدق وعده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every single blessing He has bestowed upon us. We praise Him as He deserves to be praised. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Ramadan in the Quran. And in the context of Ramadan, He mentions explicitly the Eid Salah as well and the takbirat of Eid. Within the context of Ramadan, Allah azza wa jal says, أَيَّامًا ma'dudat, limited are the number of days. So quickly, 30 days have gone by. And then Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ, I want you to finish these days. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, and I want you to say the takbirat because of my guiding you. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, and so that you may give shukr to me. These takbirat that we are stating, they are meant to be the culmination of an entire month long of fasting. وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. When we say Allahu Akbar, when we praise Allah Azza wa Jal and glorify Him, are we truly understanding? We are testifying. There is nothing more important to me than Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allah is grander. Allah is more important. Allah is more significant than anything in my life. Allahu Akbar. There is nothing worthy of me sacrificing or worshipping except for Allah and to Allah. Allahu Akbar, my life and my death. Allahu Akbar, my fasting and my charity. Allahu Akbar, everything that I have, it is for Allah and from Allah. Allahu Akbar, ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. And so that you may show your thanks to me, you may show your shukr to me. Brothers and sisters, there is so much to show shukr for, especially on this Eid. Where does one begin? First and foremost, the most important shukr, every single shukr that we do is dependent upon this, is the shukr that we deserve, that we owe to Allah for having guided us to this religion and faith. The shukr that we owe to Allah for being Muslims, for being in the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for being in the nation that the Quran has come down upon. Dear Muslims, the biggest blessing Allah has given me and you is the blessing of iman. It is iman, it is faith, it is religion that gives meaning to our lives, gives us a sense of purpose, makes us noble. There is no purpose of living without religion. Religion tells us why we are here, what's going to happen after we die. Religion tells us who created us. We thank Allah for being guided to Islam, and were it not for Allah, we would not have this guidance. So we do shukr to Allah, we show thanks to Allah, and especially in our times when religion is on the decline and more people are embracing no faith, it becomes so important that people of faith remind others of the beauty of faith. Every one of us is a role model and ambassador. Every one of us is a representative, not only of the religion of Allah, but of the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah. Your friends, your colleagues, they will look at you and they will see in you, whether you have taken this position or not, in their eyes, you are a representative of our faith. So live up to that faith and show thanks to Allah for being a Muslim. The second shukr that I have to remind myself and you, especially this Eid, the second shukr we have to remind ourselves of is the shukr that we owe to Allah of having gone through these last 2 years of one of the greatest, if not the greatest, tragedies of our times, and that is the COVID cycle and the COVID crisis. Brothers and sisters, never forget, 2 Eids ago, we were praying at home. Never forget, literally 2 Eids ago, there was no Eid. We were telling you how to pray at home, and there was an empty masjid, and I was speaking here simply for the video. We thank Allah, last year there was a partial Eid, alhamdulillah, and now alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, we thank Allah that things are returning to normalcy. But never forget, brothers and sisters, do not take what you had for granted. There are people that are no longer with us because they have gone in the last 2 years. There are people that COVID crisis has taken away. I do not think there's a single family except that they have loved ones or relatives or friends or at the very least acquaintances and colleagues who are no longer amongst us. So shukr, Allah Azza wa Jal has chosen me and you to come out of this crisis. Allah has chosen us. Let us demonstrate to Allah that shukr in our actions. And the third and final point of shukr, and again this is just a partial list, otherwise as Allah says, if you were to count the blessings of Allah, you would not be able to count them. The third and final blessing for my khutbah, the shukr that every one of us should appreciate, brothers and sisters, for the blessings that we have, especially in the time and the place that Allah has allowed us to live in. There are people around the world who are being persecuted for their religion. There are people who are not able to pray Eid. There are people who are in jail, mass incarcerations of Muslims taking place in places around the world. There are people who are living under governments that are increasing in their anti-Islamic rhetoric, and their mosques are being torn down, and the public is being riled up to attack them. There are people that are being persecuted simply for saying, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. This isn't just one place. The list goes on and on and on. We can begin with Palestine, move on to Kashmir, what is happening in China. Let us not forget the situation in India, and there are so many other lands. Subhanallah, should we not show shukr to Allah? Should we not show shukr to Allah for having given us the luxuries, the freedoms, for having given us the life and the wealth and the health? We are not worried about civil war. In the last few years, how many of our own lands have been bombed? How many of our own Muslim countries have had civil wars going on? So alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, we show shukr to Allah that we are in a position and an opportunity to worship Allah without fear, without retaliation. Dear Muslims, when Allah has given us this privilege, when Allah has bestowed upon us this bounty and others do not have it, then how can any one of us be ashamed of being a Muslim? How can any one of us not be pride, take a legitimate pride in your sense of the kalima and la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah? How can we not avail ourselves to the freedoms that we have and so many other people do not have? The least that we can do, given all that we have, is to show that shukr to Allah. وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Show our shukr to Allah, and shukr is shown, brothers and sisters, not just by the tongue, by saying ashukru lillah and alhamdulillah. Shukr is shown in our actions, shukr is shown in our rituals, shukr is shown in how we interact with one another, shukr is shown in our charities. Our entire lives can be centered around shukr. So let this day be the day of Eid. Enjoy this day in a halal manner, but take the lessons of Ramadan, take the spirituality of Ramadan, take the iman that we have all increased in Ramadan, and then use it to propel yourselves forward until the next Ramadan. For those of us that will even be here, make sure, brothers and sisters, that every Ramadan is your best Ramadan. Make sure you continue to raise the bar every single year. And yes, indeed, enjoy today. It is a halal day of enjoyment, but be especially careful, brothers and sisters, that you do not destroy the good deeds of Ramadan by the sins of one day. Enjoy within the halal framework. Do what Allah has allowed you to do, and do not go beyond the bounds. Allahumma inni da'in fa'aminu. I'm going to make dua, so say ameen. O Allah, we ask you to accept our good deeds, O Allah. O Allah, forgive our sins, secure our faith, save us from calamities, conceal our faults, increase our wealth, protect our health, preserve our children, perfect our manners, guide our progeny, accept our repentance, ease the pangs of death, fortify us in the grave, resurrect us with the righteous, make heavy our scales, ease our judgment, give us the books in the right hand, shelter us with your shade, O Allah. Allow the messenger to intercede for us and cause us to be of the people of Jannah with your rahmah, O Allah. O Allah, bless Islam and its people, and the ummah, make it peaceful and protect it from those who desire for it evil. You are the Qawi and the Aziz. O Allah, we ask you to protect the believers in Palestine, the believers in China, the believers in Burma, the believers in Kashmir, and in any land where they are persecuted for your sake. O Allah, grant your safety upon the Muslims of India and against all Muslims who are being oppressed by tyrannical governments around the world. O Allah, help our brethren around the globe, all who say the kalima, O Allah, against all forms of tyranny and injustice. You are the Almighty, you are the All-Powerful. Servants of Allah, Allah has commanded you with an order that He began with Himself, and then commanded the angels to follow through themselves, and then He asked all of us to follow ourselves. For He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَةُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Servants of Allah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us from us our good deeds, and congratulate your brethren on this day of Eid. وَقُومُوا وَجَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا الرب تعود إلى رضا الرب.